sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Tuesday, May 27, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this time slot, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck and Randy.
Hey, buddy, I wanted to talk to you because I'm looking at the calendar and I'm like, oh my God, just 3 weeks from this Saturday.
Yeah, it's coming fast.
Man, it is. And it's like, you know, okay, in my mind, you know, it's like, oh yeah, we got a couple of months to promote it. Yeah, we're going to be good to go. And I'm like, no, dude, it's happening. So yes, we're excited. You're excited. All kinds of great talent, entertainment, and things happening. Any special announcement that you might want to make this morning?
Not yet. We're holding off. I know, we're holding off on announcing the third band that's going to be showing up for the event on June 21st, Risk It Fest.
Yep.
Tickets are ongoing, but what I do want to let everybody know is that ticket prices, so we've driven them down with our Price Slide, our partners with Price Slide.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is that general admission price, right now they're about $5 cheaper. What's going to happen is those general admission tickets are going to go back up to regular price here in the next, 5 days, I think.
Okay.
So if everybody wants their tickets cheaper than regular general admission price, buy them now. Otherwise, they're going to go back up by about $5.
Okay, very good. So, like, say, before the end of the week?
Yes, sir.
Okay, payday is on Friday, so everybody can get their tickets and be able to save $5. Appreciate that. Hey, I did have somebody hear me mention about the radio station being a sponsor, about having a banner there, about being able to be announced, being on the computer screen. Other businesses have reached out to me and said, Randy, how do I do it? And I said, well, basically, go to the website, riskitfest.com, and instead of buying general admission tickets, find where it says sponsors, and there's a whole dedicated page to that, correct?
Absolutely, and we picked out a couple of packages that for anybody on any budget that's looking to join to have their business promoted during this. We are always looking for wonderful sponsors. And Ken, of course, we appreciate you and the radio network always being a part of everything that we do.
Well, one of the things that this one business was very excited about was the fact that this was your new location. He thought it was downtown Gaylord like it's been in the past. And I said, well, you haven't been listening to the show a lot lately because Ian's talked about the new location since last year. And he's like, dude, I've been out of the country. I'm like, oh, okay. So that he's granted an excuse. But one of the things that he was excited about, he's got a new business that he's launching in Gaylord. And he said, I'd love to be able to sponsor the event and to let people know about us and what we're doing. And he said, okay, you want me to announce it on the radio? He goes, no, not yet. He says, we're still working on the store on the inside, the location. It's a retail space. And they've got some remodeling they're doing and wants to get that all in place before we make the announcement. But he's going to reach out to you. He's hoping that it will be done before the festival so he can make the announcement, sponsor, you let people know about it, and it kind of be his grand opening for his business there in downtown Gaylord as well.
Yeah, and that's some of the things that kind of been lost as we've been talking about Risk It Fest. Is the original idea why we picked this weekend is we were hoping to have all of our grand opening things done, paving our parking lot, fixing our backyard area, all of these different things, the upgrades that we need to do to the building. The building didn't need to be upgraded, just the grounds needed to be upgraded.
Yes.
And we're efforting those things right now, but this ice storm, you know, put us back and our contractors almost by at least a month.
Yeah.
So if those things aren't done, I'm going to apologize, but you know what? We're going to have a heck of a time anyways.
Good party, absolutely. Hey, we're going to take a short break, hold Ian through it. Word from our other sponsors, we'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is over in downtown Gaylord, and south location is where the party's going to be. Riskitfest.com has all the information about it. We're excited. Ian, actually, Old 27 Highway on the east side of the road, 1 mile south of the ramp there at exit 279 off of I-75. Sound about right, sir?
4029 Old 27 South. That's right. Yeah, right across from Otsego Lake.
Yes, so I can never. Okay, 4029. 4029. Okay, I got it. I will never forget that. I will say it all the time. I got it. Hey, one of the things that we are excited about, and you mentioned that you are doing a lot of stuff out there. I know you're working on the sign, you're working on the parking lot, the paving situation. You got a lot of stuff happening out there. And you mentioned before the break, because you guys were pushed back basically about a month, hopefully things will get better. I'm looking at the weather forecast, going to be in the 70s next week on the highs, still about 42, 44 on the lows. But finally, it's getting here. And are the contractors kind of catching up? I talked to one yesterday, and he said, no, Randy, I'm still 3 weeks out from getting to you. But these guys, they get put behind, and hopefully they're going to be able to get the stuff done at least this summer is what the plan is.
Yeah, so what's nice is, you know, this facility was already up and operating, right? Iron Pig hosted the biggest event that was at this property before it closed down. So, Randy, if we had to have the festival this weekend, we could absolutely 110% do it. We've done it before at this property when it was Bell Iron Grill. What we're doing is just upgrading the property, putting in some parking lot lights. Only about 30% of the paving, the parking lot is paved. The rest of it is dirt. Fencing needs to go in. These are the things that we figured that the property needed to be upgraded because the building is brand new. The sure. equipment inside, everything is 15 months old. That's all that place was open before it shut down for COVID. Yeah. So that's what we identified as these things that we need to upgrade. So we can have the festival this weekend if we had to. We just want to make this place even nicer than what it is and continue to be able to do these things year over year, bring in bigger acts year over year and these things. We're planning on having over 1,000 people at this first one. So that's just the floor. You know, sky's the limit from here on out. And we want to build out a facility that can hold these big events here in the future as well.
Absolutely. And one thing I know, talking perhaps with some neighbors, might be able to work something out for additional parking because 1,000 people, man, where the heck are we going to put all the cars?
Yeah, we've got some great neighbors out there. We've talked to them about using some of the open areas that they have. There's honestly, there's about 25 acres just adjacent to us to the south and some other factories around the corner from us there. So we've talked with them. We've got a great plan figured out. What we want to do in the future, though, with some of that additional property that our friends have there is do some camping and stuff like that in the future. We're hoping to pull it off for the festival this year, but you know, with everything getting put behind, it's just one of those things we said, okay, we probably can't effort that this year, so we'll hold off on that. But, I mean, like I said, just so many awesome plans for this facility moving forward that we need to upgrade these things so we're able to pull these things off.
Absolutely. Got a text message because they've been hearing me talk about Jocelyn Benson. She just got a resolution by the Republicans in the House being censored, basically, in contempt of not answering a subpoena. And have you heard her excuse? Have you heard her reasoning as to why she's not providing these training materials? Have you heard that yet?
I think maybe, did I hear something that she was too busy, or was that Whitmer?
No,
that was Whitmer and that was Biden's Whitmer. Decline. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. She's saying that she does not want to disclose people's private information about the way they voted, about their personal information, their voting history, things like that. And also, she's looking to protect, you know, the elections themselves to make sure they're safe and secure like they were in the past, blah, 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 blah. Well, technically, I've spoken with Rochelle Smith's office, and what their subpoena is for is training materials that they provided right to the clerks for 2020, 22, and 24's elections. And she's claiming that this has proprietary confidential information of voters, which is not the case. And I was just wondering, is this the same type of game politically, legally, the strategy that Dana Nessel's office is doing basically with you, your lawsuits and all the things you've got going pending right now?
Well, there is certainly a very similar thread. And that thread is they believe that they're accountable to basically nobody. And if they were to be accountable to somebody, the judicial branch, for the most part, from the Court of Claims to the Court of Appeals to now the Michigan Supreme Court, is very Democrat. It's very liberal, very progressive, left-leaning. So I think that in their mind, they believe they're doing the right things. Unconstitutional things, but they believe they're doing them right. And they also believe that they have the judicial branch to back them up. And so far, honestly, that's kind of what we've seen in Michigan. Since the court has flipped in whatever 2022, that is what we have seen from the Michigan Supreme Court. Now, the Court of Appeals is not really that welcoming either. We're in the Court of Appeals right now. They're holding our health department case. We have not seen any movement on that in 8 months, maybe. So I do believe that that common thread is that they believe that they can get away with anything and that the judicial branch is going to back them up on that. And unfortunately, that's kind of what we're seeing.
Unbelievable. Dude, that event, that hearing that we attended where I videotaped it, that was with Don LeVanway and Terry Van Alstine, Antrim County's commissioners that attended and voted that day. My God, she's been out of office since January.
Yeah.
I mean, this was last year we were talking about, and they still haven't even responded to that case yet?
I am loving everything about Jocelyn Benson's campaign right now. I honestly am. I think it's wildly entertaining. I think this is somebody that is a complete joke. And the fact that people are getting behind this joke is even more entertaining to me.
Yeah.
It's a clear sign that these people, when I say these people, the Democrats that are putting forth these candidates, have not learned a thing. So yeah. please show us exactly what you're made of. And that's exactly what these candidates are doing for us.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing of it is, Garland Gilchrist, Lieutenant Governor Chris Swanson, the sheriff from Genesee County, I'm just waiting for them to take the gloves off, because I can't imagine, from a consultant political strategist point of view, that they're going to sit back and allow her to do these things and screw up as bad as she's screwing up and not calling her out on it. I mean, it'd be politically stupid, in my opinion, for them not to do so.
Yeah, all of these candidates that you just mentioned, and Mike Duggan from, you know, the quote-unquote independent.
Yeah.
yeah. All these people, it's very entertaining to me. They all think that they have a shot at this, but yet their records are abysmal. They're just terrible. And then one's going to run as an independent because he's too afraid to run as a Democrat? That's a joke. It's a joke to me. The Republicans have got some decent candidates. I'm interested to see who else is going to throw their hat in the ring, if anybody else does. I'm sure there will be some more.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's shaping up to be pretty interesting. And like I said, Jocelyn Benson, I love that candidacy. It is very entertaining. This is a person that started off her campaign with a campaign violation. Hello?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's awesome. Let it go.
Yeah. Making her announcement inside the building, which is a no-no. You can't do it. And she did it. So, hey, one other thing I did want to talk to you about real quick. I've got rumors coming to me again about these, what do you call them, solar plants?
Industrial solar plants.
There you go. Well, I sent you a meme that I got from a friend. You know, the tornadoes and the hailstorms and the different things out, you know, in Oklahoma and the different areas around the country. And this entire huge, I don't know how many acres of land, over half of those solar panels were destroyed, damaged by hailstorms. And the cadmium and all the other toxic things that are in those now leaking into the ground, into the underground water aquifers. And now they're even finding people close nearby. They've tested their well water and it's already polluted. They can't drink their well water. They can't feed their animals. They've got all kinds of problems. potentially, Ian, we've got a lot of these projects going around, proposed to go around up here in northern Michigan. A couple of these events have planning commission meetings, county commissioners meetings. What are you telling these people when you hear about Presque Isle, Emmett County, Sheboygan, Otsego? What are you telling? Because they're calling me and saying, what should we do? Call Ian. He's the expert, but you're too busy. Do it here on the radio real quick. What should people be doing when they attend these meetings, Planning Commission, Board of Commissioners meeting?
Yeah, it's going to sound really antithetical, but what the Planning Commissions need to do, whether you want these developments or not, is you need to pass the applications from the developers. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but if a Planning Commission does not act on that application within 120 days, or if they deny that application, or if they make the restrictions more restrictive than the five standards that Public Act 233 has put together, that developer can just go right around the Planning Commission and go right to the Michigan Public Service Commission. So we're telling everybody to tell their planning commissions to pass these applications from these developers first. Then what we'll do is we'll come in, whether it's one resident or 20 residents, or like we have here over 30 plaintiffs now in Otsego County, we will then sue in local court. We have all the arguments ready, set, go. It sounds crazy, but we need to pass the application first so we can hold on to the case in local court. That way they can't go to the Michigan Public Service Commission. And then if we were to try and sue, then it would automatically go to the Court of Claims because you're trying to sue the Michigan Public Service Commission. What I'm trying to do right now, because these developments, like you said, are popping up everywhere all of a sudden, big surprise.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get with Senator Hoytenga, Cam Cavett, and Speaker Hall, Matt Hall. I really want to get these people together and have a town hall with my attorney, so we can lay out the very simple plan on how to stop these, and more importantly, how to challenge the constitutionality of Public Act 233. Not only that, but the law that it was built on, which I think is 460.1221.
Yes.
That is what actually needs to be unconstitutional. That 40 or 60 some counties that are challenging Public Act 233, even if they win, the Michigan Public Service Commission can simply issue another order, just like the health department did during the pandemic.
Based on that law, which is unconstitutional.
That's what we're seeking, a declaratory judgment from Judge Hunter here in Otsego County, is have him look at that exact thing, saying that the Michigan Public Service Commission basically took the law writing ability from the legislature and wrote themselves a law. That's what they did during the pandemic. That's simply what we're showing Judge Hunter again. Hopefully he'll rule in favor of us once again.
Yeah,
but well, that is the strategy.
You guys, in your previous battles with him and your attorney, David Delaney's presentation, his research, his arguments in front of the judge and other judges, has obviously got them up to speed. They are fully aware of what he's going to come in the courtroom and probably say. So, again, if you look at his precedent of what he did in the past, it's looking pretty good in the future.
That's right, exactly.
Okay, very good, sir. Again, riskitfest.com, only 3 weeks from this Saturday. Get your tickets before Friday. The prices are going up. We greatly appreciate it, Ian. Thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
You betcha. Let's go.
Yes, sir. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.